This is Ozarks at Large. The sixth annual Ozark Writers Live event at the Fayetteville Public Library is an all-day affair that takes place Saturday. Novelists, essayists, journalists, and other published writers will talk about their work and discuss the art of writing and the business of publishing with those who are interested. One of the writers scheduled to appear is Mara Leverett, author of Devil's Knot. It's a book about the West Memphis Three that is now being adapted into a feature film starring Reese Witherspoon and Colin Firth. Though many writers dream of having a book turned into a Hollywood film, Mara Leverett says it was never on her to-do list.
It's only with hindsight that I can see how improbable that was. I was, and still am, a reporter. Basically, that's what I've always done. And I have essentially followed my nose, which I think is what every writer does, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. You follow your nose, your mind, your heart, and you are led by curiosity and interest in whatever it is that has made you sit down to write. And in my case, starting as a general assignment reporter, I was covering county fairs and school board meetings, the things that new reporters, as a general rule, all do. And I was fortunate enough to have editors who allowed me a lot of rein and allowed me to kind of choose my subjects more and more. And I found myself being drawn to those subjects that concerned the aspects of the criminal justice system. I look back now and see how terribly underreported that branch of government is, in my view. And so I, in a lot of ways, had this field pretty much to myself. And there's just so much that goes on there and so few reporters who cover it. And so I, and especially some really grimy cases that took a lot of investigation and long time of work. As it happened then, out of all of my just reporting on this, I have had three or four cases that have risen to the top, or you might say sunk to the bottom, as being especially bad and especially deserving of more and more focused attention. And now I can look back and see that I have spent more than 25 years on some of these cases. So I realize now, kind of extreme journalism in that respect. Who could have ever imagined it? And certainly I never dreamed at the beginning of any of this that any of it would lead towards Hollywood. But it has, and I'm really glad about that, because I think that these are things that deserve a lot of exposure.
When you have a case like the one in West Memphis, and then you have this somewhat, at least to non-legal minds, very obscure Alfred plea, and people are scrambling to figure out what it means, and you see press coast to coast worldwide trying to figure it out, and it's something you have been with for some time. What is that like to watch others come in and report on it who might not, well, certainly don't know nearly as much as you, but you watch on cable news networks or you read in magazine articles their writing or their broadcasting about something that you've been involved with for years? What is that like for you?
Well, I'm always impressed by what a good job a lot of reporters do at informing themselves quickly on something as complex as that Alfred plea was. It is, frankly, impossible to be very informed about it for me or anyone else at this point, because it is so debatable and so unprecedented. And as the judge said on the day that he set those men free, it will be discussed probably for years to come. I think that's an understatement. So we're talking about something brand new in American legal history. And I frankly was just thrilled the day that they got out. And I was kind of stunned to be in the courtroom. It all happened very quickly. And to see that happening after almost 18 years in prison for them, and to have known those men throughout that entire time and visited them often in prison, and see them standing there in suits now, and then a few minutes later see them outside the courthouse free, really what happened was I started thinking I was having a hard time breathing, and I finally went to the doctor, and he said, you know, sometimes you can have too much stress, but it's good stress. And it affected me physically. I was really happy. I was really excited, and I think that the attention on this case has only begun. Actually, there is going to be a release very soon of the film made by Peter Jackson and his wife called West of Memphis. That's going to hit Arkansas pretty hard, I think, with regard to this case. And then next year, Damien Echols' book is to come out this month. I think in a few days it will be released. And then next year, the film of Devil's Knot will come out. So I am really sad that my state, this state that I have cared about and loved so much, is going to take it on the chin so badly because of the behavior of some of our officials in this case. It outrages me. But that's the way that the officials have chosen to proceed, and it's going to harm us, I'm afraid.
And I, an almost lifetime Arkansan, understands that. But then again, that's what journalism is for, right? To shine the light.
Yeah, I think so. And much better that that happened than that we go on and on and on. In fact, one of the things that I am incorporating now into every time I talk about my books or my work is a call for everybody to start demanding that we get cameras in all our courtrooms. The West Memphis 3 would not be out of prison now if HBO had not had cameras in that courtroom, and HBO would not have gotten cameras into that courtroom if one judge had not, for whatever reason, made the decision, which all judges are allowed to do, never do, that I know of, except in this one case. And because he did make that decision, and they were there because it was so, the charge of Satanism and three murders of three little boys were so sensational, then this grew into the movement that it became. Everybody who goes on trial deserves that same opportunity to have their case recorded. We're supposed to, the Sixth Amendment requires that trials be public, but in this age, public does not mean everybody takes off work and goes down to the courthouse and hangs around and watches it like in To Kill a Mockingbird.
I was thinking of Gregory Peck as you were saying that, yeah.
Yeah, but we are not in that time anymore. This is the 21st century when you can put your five-year-old's birthday party on YouTube, and yet something as important as a trial where life and liberty are at stake, almost all courts in this state and in this country, including the U.S. Supreme Court, do not allow those to be electronically recorded. So that has got to change. Public means something different now than it did in the 18th century.
Mara Leverett is the author of Devil's Knot, as well as The Boys on the Tracks, and is one of the featured speakers at the Ozark Writers Live event at the Fayetteville Public Library Saturday.
The Ozark Writers Live event is Saturday from 10 until 4. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, another writer who will be involved in the event. Kyle will talk with Richard Knack about his career writing fantasy novels that have made the New York Times bestsellers list.